This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Scientists are still baffled by the unprecedented number of dolphin strandings occurring along Cape Cod Bay.
160 beached animals have been counted since the mass strandings began on January 12th. That's way above the annual average of 38, and it's only February.
Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea spent the last 2 days with rescuers on Cape Cod who've managed to save dozens of dolphins. But as this episode drags on, their resources are wearing thin.
I think they're right up on the bar here, Katie.
Copy that. Thanks, Mike. Let us know when you think we're past it.
Everything about Wellfleet Harbormaster Mike Flanagan screams longtime Cape Codder. His wind-worn features, his mental map of the harbor floor, and his rather unromantic views on the activity of saving dolphins.
Well, it beats the alternative. Picking them up off the beach is not an easy thing to do.
Wednesday morning, Flanagan is about a mile off Wellfleet, gently nudging three dolphins toward deeper water, using the vibrations of his boat to guide them through a labyrinth of points and shallow inlets. He calls this place a fish trap.
Now the dolphins come swimming down from the north. Once they get up in the harbor and the tide goes out on them, there's no place for them to go.
Mike, what do you think about this spot in terms of letting them be?
That's Katie Moore on the other side of the radio. She's the manager of Marine Mammal Rescue and Research for IFAW, the International Fund for Animal Welfare. She's in a rubber Zodiac boat to our port side. IFAW has gotten a lot of press recently for dramatic and daring rescues of beached dolphins, but in between comes the long, tedious work of stranding prevention, endlessly monitoring the shoreline and chasing away animals that get too close.
Back right now watching these guys take off. We're inquiring about the opportunity for potentially having warm beverages on the pier when we get back.
Oh, it just took forever to get them to go together.
Yeah, I know.
Katie Moore's drawn pink face pokes out from under a salt-stained hoodie. Her eyes bug with the weary yet intense look of someone running on coffee and little else. She and her team of five other rescuers and researchers have been doing this 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, for almost a month.
We know that we've had bass strandings here on the Cape for hundreds of years, predating the industrialized ocean that we've created in terms of noise and things like that. But this is an outrageous number of animals to be coming in.
IFAW has only been keeping records of dolphin strandings on the Cape since 1999. For all they know, this kind of thing is normal every 10 or 20 years. Earlier this week, a Cape Cod Times columnist dismissed the rescue efforts as monkeying with evolution. Moore answers that in a couple of ways.
One certainly is that as humans, we have some affinity for marine mammal species, especially dolphins, and people want you to save them. If we're not out here doing it, you know, we've had instances where the general public has put themselves in harm's way to try and help individual animals, and that's the last thing we want is for someone who's not trained to get hurt.
Moore also argues that even if these strandings turn out to be natural, humans have so disrupted the ocean environment and presumably killed dolphins elsewhere that we might as well save these animals because we can.
The other piece of it for us is also the science. This is an opportunity to learn about species that are very, very difficult to study.
So I'm standing on Indian Neck Beach in the Wellfleet, and there's one dead dolphin, two, three dead dolphin, and there's number four. It's pretty grim. Their skin is so smooth and shiny, they look fake, like pool toys left in the sand. These four have yellow markings on their side, indicating that IFAW was already here. It's Wednesday afternoon, and we're on the beach because a volunteer spotted three live dolphins swimming too close to shore, and the tide is on its way out.
I'm glad you spotted them.
Yeah, me too. One of them actually had already been tagged. Did you see that?
Oh, I wonder if there are animals from this morning then.
It is. It's confirmed that. It is a group from this morning.
They didn't make it far before getting into trouble again. Katie Moore is unfazed by this discouraging development.
I am. I'm on autopilot and have been for a while now, I think.
The Sisyphean nature of her daily struggle doesn't bother Moore as much as the uncertainty of it all. Every day, a dozen people ask her, what's going on here? On day 28, she's no closer to an answer than on day one.
No. I feel like there must be a question we're not asking.
What's the list of options?
Well, we know that the hook shape of the Cape is a big part of it, and these gently sloping beaches with the extreme tides. Part of it is the social nature of the animals, sticking together in groups.
But none of that is new. What's different about this year? Disease? Warm weather? Secret military sonar? Moore says the Navy denies that last one. IFAW is collecting data that could point toward the answer, but they literally can't stop saving dolphins long enough to analyze any of it.
When does it end?
I don't know. Every day we say maybe this is the last day, maybe this is it. But amazingly, this one just keeps going, so I honestly don't know, and I'm frightened at the prospect of not knowing. Let me just check with them. Hey guys, how are you doing?
Doing pretty well.
Moore radios her team out on the Zodiac. They're trying again to lure the dolphins into deeper water.
Yeah, I'm just concerned you're losing your light pretty quick here.
IFAW's boats aren't outfitted for nighttime navigation. The dolphins are hardly out of danger, but they have to pack it in.
There's not a lot more we can do.
The next day is a rare quiet one. Some IFAW staff catch up on paperwork at the office. Others head out to patrol the shoreline. And then, a phone call.
So, drove out of Wellfleet as the sun was going down to head back to Boston and got a call just now that Katie and some members of her team are out on Sandy Point Beach in Barnstable with a couple of dolphins.
In the back of a specially outfitted truck, two dolphins lay side by side, breathing.
We had five animals reported back here in the marsh at Sandy Neck. Two alive, three dead.
Got three on the side. Okay, we're going to lift. On three, one, two, three, and a lift. Walk forward.
A few miles west, the dolphins are wheeled off a beach near the Cape Cod Canal. Figures in dry suits wade into the inky black. They take the dolphins to chest-level water and let them go.
Success?
For the moment, the animals don't have the best shot. That was the best we could do probably for tonight. We'd prefer to put them on the outer cape.
As Katie Moore climbs back up the beach, she still has several hours of work ahead of her, tearing the truck down and processing samples. In the morning, she'll be at it again. This weekend, some people from the Stranding Network in New York are coming up to provide a couple days' relief for her staff. It won't be a moment too soon.
That report from Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa.
There's more of the show after the break. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.